Hello, my name is Shawnee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, what is your name? Shami, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is Meenakshmi Das. Yeah, and I have a question regarding a transaction, please.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
19454.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Meenakshmi. You want to spell it for you?
Yes, ma'am.
MINAKSHMI.
KSHMI?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Last name is Das, DAS.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to search for your account.
Okay, please.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
My address is 700 Lower State Road, apartment 7B, 5B, like boy, number 5, North Wales, PA 19454.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do see we're on December 4th. You placed the order for the cruise set where you only pay for shipping and handling, which is $5.74. And I do see
mm-hmm.
we're on December 10th. You were charged in full for that on for
$67.32. Yes.
How may I help you today?
So I didn't get the merchandise yet. And when I called my credit card, they said, yeah, you are already charged for $67.32 with the fee of $5.74, which is $73 something altogether. But my question is that if they take the money from my card, first of all, it was online option, and I did it. And over there, it says, you will pay only the shipping and handling, which was $5.74. When they get the credit card number, they charge the whole amount of the merchandise. But the thing is that that's fine. Still, I didn't get the merchandise. My question is that, is it on the way or what should I do? Or I can cancel the transaction?
Okay.
Do you have that kind of merchandise with you guys, or is
okay,
that...
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay, you stated that you didn't receive...
No.
Okay, so let me explain your account a little bit. So you signed up for a chance to win that cookware, so where you only pay for shipping and handling, but the terms and conditions states you had a certain amount of time to call in after not receiving or winning that cookware, or you'll be billed in full for that entry. So you got billed on December 10th for $67.32 because you didn't win the cookware. but it was stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up for it.
No, it was. It didn't say that if you win, you will win. If you lose, you will have to pay. There was no mention for the KuCoyer prize. Only they mentioned you will only pay the $5.74. How is that? Yeah, I believe if I don't win, but they should mention it on the option that if you don't win, you will lose the KuCoyer prize, which was not mentioned over there. I clearly remember that. They said you will be charged only $5.74. If you don't win, that's, I said maybe I lost this $5.74. But they didn't mention the whole price of the cookware.
Yes, ma'am. So it was an entry to win that cookware. So you signed up to win it.
So right now that means I lose all the money, right?
So let's see. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So because you didn't win it or you didn't call in to cancel out your trial that you was automatically placed in, you had got billed the $67.32. But it stated in the terms and conditions, so you didn't see the terms and conditions at all?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, what I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel out this account for you so that you won't receive any more recurring charges.
Okay, please.
Okay, just allow me a brief moment to do so.
Okay. Just cancel the whole thing. I will never enter like this kind of, you know, bullshit thing. Sorry for my language. That is,
you're fine.
It's not fair for me. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So it cancels the whole account, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges. I did go ahead and cancel that for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
The account number you canceled.
Yes, would you like the
number four?
Yes, would you like the cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263.
776 746 749. C as in Charlie,
263 176 749,
right? Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, just don't charge me anything further.
Yes, ma'am. We shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges. I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.